standing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, another edition of The Flip Side coming your way on this last day of May the 31st. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. And you can access Republic Trading Group's website at republictradinggroupinternational.com, or you can just simply go to my website at robbienoel.com and click on the RTG banner. Well, Wall Street closed out the month of May with a whimper. Stocks fell modestly. Pretty much to close out the worst month since September, as once again Europe's deepening credit problems causing a little discomfort. Today, once again, Spain was at the center of the latest European developments as markets judged Madrid's government would sooner or later have to ask for outside help for its banks. A report later denied of possible plans to assist Spain with its troubled banks with the IMF added to the gloom on Wall Street. Added by a batch of disappointing U.S. economic figures all weighed on the market. Jobless claims rose for the seventh week. And obviously getting some people a little edgy about Friday's payrolls report. Dow closing down 26 points at 12,393. NASDAQ off 10 at 2,827. U.S. dollar pretty much flat on the day. Dollar index at 83.06. Gold closed lower by $2.30 at $15.61, silver at $22 at $27.81. And the miners were weaker by 156 basis points, XAU at 153.80. We'll have more after this.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. use for emergencies, or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
We got one.
This Thursday, you know, what's interesting in all these financial stories I read and hear on CNBC and Bloomberg and BNN, commentators are very reluctant to use the term bank run. But if you read between the lines, the problem in Spain, which is worse than Greece, is, and this is according to the Spanish government, Spaniards have withdrawn some $90 billion worth of currency from Spanish banks. And in large part, the reason why Spanish banks are looking for some help. The big story in silver today was thanks to our friends over at Silver Doctors, who actually got in contact with CFTC Commissioner Bart Chilton regarding, as you know, last week, Ted Butler wrote a scathing article to the CFTC about their inaction in investigating a pretty clear case of manipulation in the silver market. And so the folks at Silver Doctors got hold of Bart Chilton to get his take on Ted Butler's letter and whether there was any news regarding the delay by the CFTC and the SEC in enacting position limits in silver. And what's interesting is Chilton told Silver Doctors that his investigation into position limits and silver manipulation will be concluded in the next 2 to 3 months, if not sooner. He told silver doctors, I expect the investigation to conclude in 2-3 months, if not sooner. As you know, I can't take an action by myself. I would have done so long ago if that were the case. It takes at least 3 of the 5 commissioners. And he added this. What I will say is that if this matter was as simple as some writers state, and many believe, this would have been over years ago. It just ain't so. These are complex global markets with an emphasis on the global. I'm hoping we in the SEC will conclude the swaps definition later this month or just after July the 4th. I also hope that the bankers' lawsuit seeking to stop the rule from being implemented doesn't have any life. It is frivolous, in my opinion. And he concluded his conversation with silver doctors by saying, we have an individual with lots of experience, a former silver trader and regulator, who he and his staff have been looking at trades in detail each time some potential anomaly occurs. There's been more staff hours dedicated to looking at silver in the past few months than anyone would believe. Well, Mr. Chilton, time will tell, my friend, as to whether or not that is the case. But I must add that the game changer in the gold market could happen a lot sooner than most people anticipate. Yesterday I told you about a report from Russ Norman that there is a very good probability that at the next meeting of the Basel III committee, they will designate gold as a tier one asset for commercial banks with 100% weighting rather than the tier three asset with just a 50% risk weighting as it does today. Now, the Basel Committee for Bank Supervision, part of the Bank of International Settlements and arguably the highest authority in banking supervision, and it is their role to define capital requirements through the Basel III rules. Currently, banks have been de-incentivized advised to hold gold while being encouraged to hold arguably riskier assets such as equity, capital, currency, and debt instruments. As a matter of fact, and this shouldn't come as a shock or surprise, that U.S. and European regulators are essentially right now forcing banks to buy up their own government's debt, a move that could end up making the debt crisis even worse. Now, this is according to a Citigroup analyst. He says regulators are allowing banks to escape counting their country's debt against capital requirements and loosening other rules to create a steady market for government bonds. While that helps governments issue more and more debt, the strategy could ultimately explode if the governments are unable to make the bond payments, leaving the banks with billions of toxic debt. As we said, this is according to a Citigroup strategist, Hans Lorenzen. Captive bank demand can buy time, or kick the can down the road, and help keep domestic yields low. However, the distortions that build up over time can sow the seeds of an even bigger crisis if the time bought isn't used prudently. So, there's no question that the Basel Committee realizes this, and it's a reason for them looking at making gold a tier one asset. Now, with this potential change in capital adequacy requirements, bank purchases of gold would drive up its value relative to other high-qualifying assets, increasing its desirability for regulatory purposes even further. This should result in gold being repriced to bring it on par with other high-quality assets.
Many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi. My name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Thursday. Just so you know, that currently banks have a core Tier 1 capital ratio requirement of 4%. Now, Basel III will require that to rise to 6% from the beginning of next year. And the reason why the Basel Committee is looking at gold as a Tier 1 asset is because gold is ideal as it bears no credit risk, it involves no other counterparty, and it's no one's liability. It's a reserve asset diversifier, if you would like to put it in that context. And this is without question a major win for gold, because unlike the delusional Charlie Munger, it would once and for all be a major endorsement of gold's role in preserving wealth and as a store of value from the highest financial authority. It would lead to significant purchases of gold by major financial institutions, and it would lead to a reappraisal of its value with respect to other Tier 1 capitals, such as quality sovereign debt. Under the new rules, gold could become a very significant slightly larger proportion of a reserve pool, which is about to grow very much larger. As for when this may all come to fruition, well, Basel III kicks in from January 2013. And currently it's not clear when gold's re-rating to Tier 1 might take place. But if we want to speculate further, in terms of the amount of gold that could be purchased, well, that's a little harder to figure out. But using the available data, it's quite conceivably possible that we could be looking at purchases by banks to meet Basel III could be equivalent to 1,700 metric tons of gold. And so this is without question, my friends, a significant development, and just remember, you didn't hear that on CNBC. You heard it here first. What I also found interesting today was Max Kaiser was interviewing Mexican billionaire Salinas Price, who had some ideas on how Greece could actually solve its current crisis. And that wouldn't be a return to the drachma. But Salinas Price made a good argument. Unfortunately, I don't have the video up on my web page, but I'm sure if you go to the Max Kaiser link, you will find it. And he says Greece could solve its problems with exiting the euro by returning to a silver standard. Anyway, we'll take a quick time out. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Keravim, the best supplements on earth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hey, John.
What do you need, Steve?
Can you spare any diesel fuel?
Maybe. What do you have to offer?
How about this $5 gold piece?
What the heck am I supposed to do with that?
Come on, man. I'm your neighbor.
What else you got?
Well, I've got some heirloom squash seed.
Any zucchini? Dark green?
Yes, of course. I've got a Texas Ready Liberty seed bank.
How much diesel fuel did you say you need?
I could really use a gallon.
Yes, folks, it's not called seed money for nothing. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from beans to barter. Order today at texasready.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. texasready.net. Are you Texas Ready?
Thursday, and once again, James Turk reporting out of Europe. It's reporting that the global crisis is, if anything, accelerating. Speaking to Eric King of King World News, he says, the global financial situation is really starting to spin out of control, Eric. It won't be long now before the Federal Reserve, the ECB, Bank of Japan, and Bank of England start more quantitative easing in an attempt to keep the global stock markets from imploding and causing another Lehman Brothers collapse. But let's call quantitative easing what it really is, which of course is money printing. And clearly, while all that new money won't solve the problem of bank and government insolvencies, you can be sure it will do one thing: it'll send real asset prices higher. I saw a divergence starting about 2 weeks ago. And yesterday was another good example when you look at the gold miners who were basically unchanged and gold was up $14 even though the Dow dropped 1.3%. There are a couple of things happening that are causing gold and silver to show its independent strength and go their own way regardless of what is happening to global stock markets. The big money guys, and I'm including those central banks buying gold, know that gold is cheap and undervalued by its historical measures. Second, more and more people are starting to understand why gold is a safe haven. And as we have discussed many times, and obviously another reason why Basel III is looking at gold as a tier one asset class, as Jim points out, gold does not have counterparty risk. But it is also becoming clear that gold is a safe haven for another reason. Gold price is not falling, even though stock markets around the world are in a nosedive. So the money coming out of the stock market is not only going into German and U.S. government paper, it's also going into gold and silver, which is a trend that I think will accelerate as this crisis worsens. And it will no doubt worsen because the banks hold too many bad loans that need to be written off and too much government paper, the value of which is being increasingly questioned. Let me give you an example. Spain's borrowing costs are near the danger point that led to the crisis in Greece and Ireland. In addition to covering its huge budget deficits, Spain is now burdened by trying to find 20 billion euros it needs to keep that country's fourth largest bank afloat. Bankia may be the country's worst bank, but it is not the only Spanish bank sitting on a pile of doubtful real estate loans made during the bubble years. And where will Spain get the cash needed for the other Spanish banks that need assistance? Both Spanish banks are highly leveraged. Monetary history clearly demonstrates that too much debt is a recipe for disaster. We saw one disaster in September 2008 when Lehman collapsed. That it looks like another disaster is coming soon. This one promises to be even worse because few, if any, of the underlying problems have been solved over the past 4 years. And of importance, the way gold and silver are now diverging from global stock markets is different from what happened when Lehman Brothers collapsed. Back then, in a rush for liquidity, gold and silver were sold heavily. The baby was thrown out with the bathwater in that liquidity event. The difference this time around is that everybody is liquid. The Fed, the ECB, and central banks have seen to that. Therefore, the independent strength in gold and silver can only mean one thing. We are in the early stages of a fear event. And as the fear of insolvent banks and broken government promises grows, people will increasingly move out of paper assets of all types and into physical gold and silver. Now, I know we are preaching to the choir on a regular basis, each and every day. And I know there's most probably some folks out there that are a little disillusioned about what to do, whether they should go dig a hole somewhere and hide until all the bad stuff passes by. And I have to say, one of the more interesting reality shows I have watched here on my Canadian cable system. I'm not sure if this program's available in the U.S., but they have a series called Doomsday Preppers. And what the show's about is they go out and they find families who obviously believe in the not so much end of time theory, but one reason or another, they either feel convinced that whether it's environmental calamity or asteroids hitting the planet, that are building these elaborate underground facilities, stocking up with freeze-dried food, water, canned goods, and the usual stuff we all know about. I am not in the camp of end-of-the-world theories, whether it be environmental or wayward meteors or that like. But I am firmly in the camp of those who have studied the evolution of fiat currencies. And as we have said many times before, no fiat currency has ever survived more than 100 years. And as you know, the Federal Reserve notes are at the almost end of their projected 100-year lifespan. And so I am firmly in the camp that believes that at some point in our lifetime we will witness the demise of the U.S. Federal Reserve note as a world reserve currency. Now, how tough and how bad that is going to be, we can only look to countries that have experienced similar collapses. And yes, there's trouble and strife when it does happen. But people people are resilient. People find ways of coping in distressful situations. I hate beating the horse about Argentina time and time again, but I think Argentina is a very good example of what happens when a government and a country is faced with a currency crisis. And I guess it also goes a long way in explaining the bank runs that are taking place in Spain and Greece. Even that old curmudgeon Art Cashin the other day on CNBC made reference to Argentina when it abandoned the dollar, and that the shock for the Argentinians at the time was they didn't see it coming. Well, obviously, no government is going to project what it's going to do ahead of time. And so what the Spanish and the Greeks are fearful of is some date in the not too distant future they will wake up on Monday morning only to learn that on Friday the government enacted its program of exiting the euro. So all funds that were denominated in euros within a 48-hour period are converted over to whatever the new currency is going to be. And that would equate to about a 70% loss. Now, if you were fearful about that event happening, I'm sure you would be no different to Grecians or Spaniards in moving your money out of the banking system. Into the mattress account. So we've got all these events coming to a head. And this year is going to be interesting. The next 6 months, we've got the continuing euro crisis, followed by a U.S. election. It has the makings of a perfect storm. We'll be right back.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Thursday. One interesting 10-minute video you will find on my website today is an interview. Funny how CNBC doesn't do interviews with Bill Black. Nor does Bloomberg, nor does Fox Business. You have to go to RT, by and large, to find any news outlet giving William Black a forum. And just in case you Don't know who William Black is. He's a professor of law and economics at the University of Missouri in Kansas City. He's also the author of a best-selling book entitled The Best Way to Rob a Bank is to Own One. And in the interview, he tells RT that he was supposed to brief a bipartisan group of Congress members on the subject of financial derivatives. That was until he found out that he had been disinvited. And I guess it turns out that members of Congress in the financial committee were afraid that he might engage in too much bank bashing. Well, Bill Black wasn't doing any bank bashing. What he was going to tell members of the Finance Committee was the extent of how large the derivative, the unregulated, we might add, the unregulated derivative market is. And I guess the bank bashing that members of Congress were afraid to hear about was the extent that J.P. Morgan has in derivatives on its books. Anyway, you'll find that on my webpage at robinall.com. Stay tuned, my friends. Coming up top of the hour, Alan Watt and Cutting Through the Matrix. And we'll do this again tomorrow with Charles Coulson from Straight Gate Ministries. Till then, see you back.